And Alina Selyuk is still here with us to discuss more of this changing retail landscape. Alina, we have a question here from Brooke in Cold Spring, New York, who asks about what is considered an essential business. She writes, I work at PetSmart, and I'm wondering if it's essential that we stay open when, yes, we are a pet food store, but you can get pet food at major grocery stores like Walmart and Stop and Shop, and they will be open. So why do we have to be open? She writes, it's scary enough to go out and get my daily needs from Walmart, let alone go to work. If it's that bad out there, they need to close everything except super important places. And she says a pet store is not one. So Alina, how do cities decide what is and is not an essential workplace?
Yeah, these decisions get made on a state and local level. So it really does depend on whatever the city has designated as what's essential. And there are some areas that designate pet stores as essential. You know, pets gotta eat. And there are shortages of pet food in some of the major grocery stores, as she's mentioning. Though I have to say that it is an ongoing conversation in the retail world about what is exactly is an essential good and whether stores like, I'll name Sears and Guitar Center, do they really have to stay open at this time?
Here's another question from Carrie Maxwell in Hollywood, Florida.
In trying to lessen the impact, I've tried to maintain support for businesses that I frequent, many of which are online. But it also occurs to me that the more online shopping that we do, the more risk and stress we place on the people who are actually delivering those products.
That sounds like a really difficult balance to strike that Carrie's describing. Alina, how do you weigh that?
It's a nice sentiment, and I will say the largest retail companies themselves are already trying to manage that, prioritizing more essential packages to be sent over your sweatshirt or beanie or whatever. But the delivery workers indeed are raising the alarm, saying it's quite frustrating for them to deal with, you know, life-saving medical supplies in the same day as then they're going off to drop off random furniture or tchotchkes. So maybe there's an option to stick to digital and local things, gift cards, donations, maybe a generous tip on a food order, schedule an appointment for your favorite massage or what have you at a later date when you hope that things will go back to normal. So sort of focus more on digital and local.
Yeah. Well, here's a question from Jane Trujillo in Albuquerque, who's worried about being able to buy enough at the grocery store.
I'm trying to self-isolate. So I'm trying to do grocery pickups or have groceries delivered to my house. But when I tried filling my shopping cart with staples online, most items were out of stock. It seems like grocery stores can't prevent hoarding. At what point does the government need to intervene so families don't go hungry?
I've heard so many people experiencing variations of this. Alina, what guidance do you have?
Some stores are already limiting orders per person, and they are closing a little early to give workers time to restock. And this, the reason this is important is because my colleague Camila Demolaski has reported on this extensively. The simple answer is that the problem is not the lack of supplies, but logistics, the limited space on trucks, backs of stores. Everyone is hurrying to get the stuff on the shelves. And honestly, there is plenty of food out there. It's just the demand is so fast that the restocking is a bit slower than it hoped.
All right, NPR's Alina Selyuk, thank you for answering all of these listener questions for us.
Thank you.
And if you have questions, you can send them to us at npr.org/nationalconversation or on social media, use the hashtag NPRConversation.